Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Yeah. Oh, here are some headlines. Oh, my God. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Amber Heard just testified that Johnny Depp put a liquor bottle inside of her.
Yeah.
You can probably guess where.
Yeah. It was not her ear.
No, I don't think that fits very well.
No. God, I think those are two of the craziest people that ever got together in a relationship.
Yeah, he sued her for defamation. That's what's at stake here. She's a defense.
That was a bad idea on his part.
Because the relationship went really sour, you know, and he decided that she was framing me as a rapist, a sex fiend.
That's
why he sued.
She hired somebody from the ACLU to write the piece in the newspaper. So they got some activist, wokehead from the ACLU, and they wrote this thing, and he should have left it alone. Going to court... I mean, did somebody tell him? It's like she's going to go on the stand.
All the dirty laundry is coming out.
That's
every story.
Right. She gets to explain everything you did to her. And so what a dumb cluck he is. And she's completely insane, too. I mean, the two of them. I was like, wow. All you got to do is walk out the front door. It's not that hard.
Biden's propaganda minister, Jen Psaki's done with being the White House press secretary. We're done with her.
Oh, yeah? Oh, she is done?
She's done, yeah.
Oh, I heard her lying just this morning.
Well, they announced her replacement today.
Oh.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Ah, a new liar.
Will replace her, I guess, is it next week?
Is that a woman?
It is a woman. It's a black woman. She's the first one.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Jen Psaki being a woman intimidated the White House press guys. I read is that one of the guys says, well, you can't really argue with her because then you look like an a-hole. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. You're a real courageous reporter, huh? You're actually a White House reporter, and you're afraid of looking like an a-hole because you have to be contentious with a woman? I mean, she stands up there and lies her ass off every day, and all the reporters know this, but they don't want to look bad because, you know, it's wrong to be aggressive towards a woman.
Oh, her replacement is Haitian and has got a female partner. CNN journalist Suzanne Malvo is her partner.
All right, that's the
she's lesbian and she's black and wow,
that checks a lot of boxes there. Yeah, it's going to make it's going to make it even harder for a reporter to challenge successfully and aggressively. They're going to be worried about committing all kinds of isms.
Yeah, here it is. She will be the first black woman and the first openly LGBTQ plus person to serve as the White House press secretary.
Plus?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Well, plus means all the other letters, right? You told me that.
Oh, they should put all the letters. I mean, why do the other categories get short shrift?
Yeah, they get shortchanged.
That's not, everybody's reduced to a plus. Nobody walks around saying, I'm a plus.
Plus just means we want to include you. We're sorry if
right,
it doesn't
appear. Right, I want to see all the letters. Everybody, we got to memorize all the new letters.
And remember we talked about how we're going to have a ballot measure here in California in November to gamble online? Have you ever heard of Phil Mickelson, the golfer?
Yeah,
there's a biography coming out that he lost $40 million in 4 years gambling. That's the allegation in a new biography on him. Can you think about that? $10 million a year he lost gambling.
Well, he made that kind of money.
Yeah, golfers can do that. He's the top of the game. So
you've read about the billionaires in Las Vegas who come in and they blow tens of millions of dollars and they have tens of billions of dollars. So
yeah,
doesn't matter.
I'm not so sure he has tens of billions, but he's fairly wealthy. You know, he has a lot of endorsements besides golf money.
$40 million's a lot, though, to set on fire.
What I got from that is he's not a good bettor.
Yeah,
seems like he picks some bad teams, or he likes to go for the long shot, right, over and over again. And
what kind of betting does he play? Casino games, or
well, that's a good question. Let me just see here. Is it sports betting, or I mean, you can't. Let's see, it doesn't say. Between 2010 and 2014, he lost a staggering $40 million gambling.
His lifetime earnings from the PGA Tour is $13 million. So right. It's got to be all the endorsement money. He's taken home $800 million in endorsements.
There you go.
That's,
yeah, he was involved in an insider trading case. That's why they've been able to get a hold of some of his finances. So,
well, I guess you have $800 million. $40 million is what, 5%?
Yeah,
that's your entertainment budget.
Yeah, I
get
guess
that
so.
Adrenaline rush over and over again. It's just the adrenaline rush of maybe I'll win, because he doesn't need the winnings either. He can afford the losses, doesn't need the winnings. That's weird. I just don't have that wiring.
Yeah.
I have to talk to Conway about this.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought it. You know, it's probably not sports gambling of any kind. It probably is just table games and cards and
yeah, I had the impression he was a big gambler. There's been enough references, but I don't know exactly what kind. But yeah, $40 million.
We move over to the Supreme Court opinion leak. That's the big story this week. And let you know, the update is it's not being investigated as a federal crime. So neither the FBI nor any other federal law enforcement organization is involved in any investigation. Right now, the marshal of the court is doing the investigation for the Chief Justice. That's all that's going on.
It violated their protocols.
Their protocols, correct.
To keep their debates private, secret.
Right. There are some legal experts that think it could be a technical violation of a federal law that prohibits giving a government document to someone not authorized to receive it. But under longstanding Justice Department practices, such actions are not prosecuted when the material is conveyed to a reporter for the purpose of making it public, and that apparently is indeed what happened. There is some speculation going on online, and I won't give this woman's name just because it's speculation, but there is a law clerk for one of the Supreme Court justices that has spent a good deal of her time, both before and on the court, researching reproductive rights for women. And reproductive rights for women would be code for someone that supports a woman's right to abort and probably is a big fan of Roe v. Wade. So, and because this person is a law clerk for Justice Breyer, and he's leaving, you see, so that would also be another job's ending anyway.
I've heard a couple of analysts who were investigators talk about the how many people are they looking at as possible
leakers?
Suspects. Yeah. And you start with the nine justices, right?
Yeah, I doubt that. That the justice themselves did this, I just don't believe that.
Unless one of the abortion women on the court, you know, had it, just went crazy.
Is that how they're known?
Huh? Yeah.
One of the abortion women.
And then they each have four clerks. So you have the nine justices and 36 clerks.
Yeah.
Now, for argument's sake, you could say that the five conservative justices who are agreeing to this opinion probably didn't leak it. Although there was some thought, well, what if one of the clerks thought his boss was getting squishy, right? Hmm. This would kind of freeze him because nobody wants to look like they're caving into outside pressure, right? Possible, right. But not as likely as some abortion fanatic having a panic attack. So now you're looking at the other four justices and their clerks. There would be 16 clerks. Hmm. And I heard one investigative analyst say, you know, you start finding out who's the most vocal, who's the one who's really stewing once they found out about the draft, the draft vote, right? Because right. Before you get to the draft, they raise their hands, right? They have their conferences. They exchange back and forth, trying to persuade each other. It's like, all right, show of hands here. All in favor of killing Roe versus Wade? Aye. All right, we got five ayes, four nays. Okay. And then I think they assign among one of the five gets assigned the opinion, and it became right. Alito. So now you got these 16 possibilities. Who's the loudest? Like, who's the crazy person in the room? They probably all know. I bet you that most of the people within the Supreme Court already know who the top three likely are. And then it's not hard because the computer you work on is a government computer. The phone you have is a government phone. They have complete right to investigate all your texts, your emails, any kind of messages that you use on social media.
Yes.
And they could have cameras, and you could be videotaped making copies of the documents. We don't know if the copies were mailed, or did they go to a park and drop it off like they used to? You know, there's a secret manila envelope under a tree. Or, you know, was it electronically sent? But if you electronically send it, now you're definitely leaving a cyber trail, right?
Right.
So, but now a person, though, this emotional and crazy is not going to think about the evidence they left behind. And they're going to probably justify it because, you know, they're saving the right of abortion for all women in the country.
Oh, yeah. People have to know this as soon as possible.
Now, you know,
because it's a draft opinion, they might be able to change it.
Yeah. Like I think one of the senators said, it might have been Ted Cruz. It's like, we find this person. That's it for their law career. No one's ever hiring them to do anything. You know, they're not going to work anywhere in the big time legal world, because this is a huge breach. Because the Supreme Court justice, like, it's like a priesthood, right? Yeah. This is such a breach of the rules of the priesthood.
Well, this online speculator, who I won't even name either, though, connected this particular law clerk because of her strong opinions on reproductive rights, but also her husband's a journalist who apparently shared bylines with a political reporter. So there's a little trail of dots there.
That's two big bells ringing.
That's some bells ringing, but we'll see if that pans out. We got more coming up.
Johnny Ken.
All right, the Moist Line comes back around tomorrow, so you got a little more time to leave a message. The iHeartRadio app is one way to do that. The Talk Back feature, the little microphone, or call toll-free. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. One more note concerning the biggest story nationally this week, which is the leak, the draft opinion leak of the Roe v. Wade coming out of the United States Supreme Court. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, he is supposedly the author of that opinion, has canceled an appearance. He was supposed to be at a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals judicial conference starting today. It's a New Orleans-based appeals court. He was going to go there in person, and I think they want to lay low for a while, as we had mentioned yesterday.
Well, because you just get bombarded with all kinds of stupid questions you can't answer. Who wants to spend the day doing that?
Besides the fact that you're appearing in public could be dangerous right now, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Protesters will probably come.
And they're getting all kinds of death threats. In fact, somebody published the addresses of the Supreme Court
justice. Yeah, supposedly May 11th. Some of the protesters may be going to the homes.
Yeah.
of the six conservative, if you want to call them that, Supreme Court justices, Roberts is kind of one way or the other. But those are the six they're targeting. They're calling it the Ruth Sent Us Day. That's for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And
Ruth Sent Us. Shows you how ignorant they are. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said publicly that the decision was based on pretty flimsy
legal reasoning. She had said that. I saw that, right?
She said it probably...
She made some speeches.
It probably caused more trouble than good because it was going to lead to this point.
Right.
What they should have done was stay out of it and let the states decide or Congress decide what the law should be. But by giving an order from on high, it just polarized everybody and made everybody really angry and crazy.
Yeah, they're going to... The Senate's already got a bill to consider to have an additional security sent to the justices' home, all of the justices' homes.
They have a bill? Well, they better pass it now. Jeez.
It was just introduced this afternoon by a senator, so they could act on it quickly because the protest day is next Wednesday, May 11th, so it's not exactly tomorrow.
No, I know, but the
but people could start showing
the
up this
lone
weekend.
The lone wackos are going to be out there.
They probably...
So much of life is having to deal with the crazies. All these people are just this tiny, tiny little sliver of life, and they cause all the trouble. Honestly. Can you imagine what kind of personality you have that you're going to spend the day screaming at the home of a Supreme Court justice? What are you going to be screaming at his wife? Be screaming at the gardener? What are you going to be doing all day? Chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, so-and-so has got to go.
That was really? One of the chants.
Of course it was. That's the only one they have. They don't have many chants. It's the same ones over and over again.
Oh, no, I saw another good one on a banner. I don't think it was a chant. It was, we must talk about the elephant in the womb. You like
the
that
elephant
one?
In the womb. Yeah, well, that's clever.
W-O-M-B. Another one was, get your bands off my body. Instead of hands, the bands.
Bands off my...
B-A-N-S, it's the ban on the Roe v. Wade or the abortion. So, No.
Well, if that vote holds, it doesn't matter how much they that's what's funny. It doesn't matter how much they protest and scream. It doesn't matter. Like what I've read the news stories of the real, activists, the ones who run these organizations, the lobbyists, part of the whole complex, they know they're screwed and that there's nothing they can do about the Supreme Court. It's over. So now they're just going to go state by state and try to either get laws that protect abortion, which, probably half the states will go that way. And then they'll try to get the half that wants to restrict abortion, maybe to lessen the restrictions. But that's all you can do. All you can do. And then what they want to do is just set up a network so that the states where the abortions are legal, you've got these you've got the facilities to perform the abortion, safe houses for the people, some kind of funding to help the people travel if they're too poor, and that you're going to have to work, build that network. But it's over. Once the Supreme Court issues their ruling, which is going to be next month, it's done now.
I read that the other side, the pro-life crazies, are now they're going after the morning after pill. They don't want
that's
either.
Stupid. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, see, it's on both ends.
Yeah, I know that. That's really
they want
ridiculous.
To stop that from circulating.
Well, they're not. They're not going to get anywhere on that.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, you know what? The Gascon recall people announced that they have surpassed 400,000 signatures gathered. Now they need close to 600,000 verified signatures to affect a recall vote in November, but. They're doing good. They have until early July to accomplish this, so almost exactly 2 months, and they have to get a couple hundred thousand more. We're going to talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. Recall DA, GeorgeGascon.com. And as we've mentioned many times before, most of his employees support the recall. They want their boss out. So it looks like he's taken some action against them. We'll explain what that is. Collective action, not just punishing one or two prosecutors at a time. This is more of a blanket action. We'll get into that in the 5 o'clock hour. How would you like to be in Turkey where the annual inflation rate has just jumped to 69.97%? That's right. So prices from a year ago compared to today in Turkey for many items is about 70% more. That makes Biden look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I bet you that'll be a campaign point soon.
Sure, why not?
Could be worse. Could be turkey.
Month on month, food and non-alcoholic drink prices rose the most in that country. The government said inflation will fall under its new economic programs, which prioritizes low interest rates.
You know the inflation is actually worse than the percentage that the government gives.
How's that?
Well, because they have a whole system to kind of downplay the inflation number.
Oh,
this is what they do in Washington, and everybody benefits from it. There's a story I was reading from a guy named Samuel Gregg, and he writes on economics. And he opened up with a really interesting story. 2011 was the last time inflation was on the rise. And he writes of the president of the New York Federal Reserve at the time, William Dudley. He went into a working-class neighborhood in Queens to give a speech explaining why inflation wasn't a big deal, which is what the Biden people were saying some months ago. It's not a big deal. Well, he noticed that he was not making an impact with the audience. So he picked up an iPad 2 and told his audience, today you can buy an iPad 2 that costs the same as an iPad 1, and it's twice as powerful. And somebody in the audience shouted out, I can't eat an iPad. And it was the difference between the way the government calculates inflation and how people calculate inflation.
Right.
Because he said he was standing in a grocery store and an elderly neighbor was in front of him, looked at the price of the total purchases, and she looked shocked and muttered, that sure doesn't feel like $150 worth of groceries. Like, people instinctively know. I mean, I'm feeling that now, too. I went to the grocery store the other day and it was 200 something, and I'm just looking at it and I don't have that much.
Yeah,
and right. I didn't have anything outrageous there. And it was like, what, $200 for it? And he writes, I didn't have the heart to tell her that the bag of groceries is not included in the core inflation measurement. That's because energy and food prices are subject to sudden variations caused by crop failures or war, and the fluctuations in the price of a carton of milk are not thought to tell us as much about long-term inflationary trends. So they have core inflation that they use as their main guide, but then there's the food and gas inflation. And you might hear that in a report sometimes, excluding food and gas. Yeah. And then there's another number that includes food and gas, but the government people don't pay much attention to that. It's like, well, those are things we can't control. And and then you have some of these pinheads who calculate inflation by saying, well, you know, you could buy an iPad for the same price with double the power. So actually.
That's right. It's an upgrade.
Yeah. So that, but see, that's the, not only put the statistics aside, that's how they think in Washington. They will look at something like the iPad example and use that to convince themselves like, well, it's not so bad. People shouldn't be complaining. I mean, look what they're getting at. Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. That's out of touch with the old lady who's standing there going, at $150. That's my whole Social Security here.
I bought a quart of milk last week, and this week it's like 20% more.
Yeah.
That's what bothers people.
And another thing he writes about here is that they like your house, because your house is not a consumable item because you don't use it up, right? You don't eat your house.
Yes.
You don't burn your house, right? Like gas or food. You can't spend your house. But the price of your house and all the other homes have gone up dramatically. So when it's time for you to buy the house, well, that inflation is unbelievable, right? Like right now, prices are going up double digits, it seems, every month. So there's a big piece of inflation if you want to buy a house. Now, combined with the higher mortgage rates, suddenly you can't afford it. And you might want to rent, but the rent is going up. Now, I don't know if the rent is put into the inflation numbers. So the whole point of his story is what you're hearing reported or what the government comments about or tries to convince you is not so bad is only a small piece of the story. There's bad things going on. They just don't count it.
Nice way to avoid the urgency of the topic.
Yeah.
Here's a good story for you. We are not alone. As you know, California thinks it's going to go 100% renewables. I saw some story the other day that they were celebrating that there was one day for, I don't know how long a period, it wasn't that long, that all of California's energy came from renewables. We did it one day for like a short period of time. That just means we can do it eventually around the clock. Unlikely.
I don't know what that means. What, did they shut down all the natural gas plants? And
they didn't need them. Right. They didn't need it. Apparently, they were able to keep the state going with whatever they got from wind and solar and what other renewable energy sources right. that they have.
For 15 minutes on a Thursday.
It was a very brief period of time, I think. So the reason I'm bringing this up is that, of course, it's always an issue in California, as we found out a couple of years ago when we didn't have enough energy to, it was like a hot summer. Illinois has got the same problem. So the Illinois legislature is getting together to figure out what they can do because they're looking at possible rolling brownouts this summer in parts of the state. Solar and wind energy have not kept pace with generation capacity lost as they are retiring fossil fuel plants in that state.
Same.
Does it sound familiar?
Same stupid mistake we've made. They closed the fossil fuel plants and the wind and the solar can't make up the difference.
Can't make up enough of the difference. And now when the summer comes, and if you've ever been in Chicago and places in Illinois, it can get pretty hot there.
And in the wintertime, there's very little sun. I lived there for two Chicago winters.
Yeah, you did, right.
There's no sun. I mean, really no sun for weeks at a time.
I don't know. Is there wind off the lake that helps? Or
there's a lot of wind off the lake, yeah.
But it's a big state, so.
But I don't remember seeing any windmills on Lake Michigan.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah.
Got you going, the la-las.
I love la-las.
We'll be rolling out the George Gascon recall desk at 5:05. Big news. They've eclipsed another milestone in signature gathering, 400,000. We'll tell you what that means. In an effort to put this on the ballot,
I smell
take
blood.
Out of office the LA County DA. What's that?
I smell blood, political
you
blood,
do. And they've got a lot of money too.
Well, yeah, a lot of money. Oh, this is going to be good.
Somebody just sent a story that in San Francisco, some very wealthy people are giving to the recall of Chesa Boudin because yeah. crime is it's like 70% of the people in polls said, "Oh, it's my number one concern in that city."
We called
places
this,
I won't go.
We called this a couple of years ago. We said nobody wants to live like this. This is not a political debate here. This is getting up in the morning and wanting to live normally, and we can't if you're in LA or San Francisco, and there is going to be a bad reaction, and there is a bad reaction.
No, you were telling me earlier in the show you think a big bloodbath is coming.
I think we got the best chance for a bloodbath because I don't know anybody who's happy.
Deborah Mark's happy.
Oh, I'm always happy.
See? There's your happy girl.
I'm happy.
You're happy?
Oh, yeah. La, la, la.
There you go.
Somebody sent a story for you, Deborah Mark, that I will now read.
Ooh, goody, goody.
It's a good animal story.
I love it.
A what?
A good animal story, he said.
We had a Massachusetts family out on the road, and they saw something that bothered them. A wandering and distressed animal on the side of the road. Busy road in Massachusetts. So they took it in and said, oh, look at that. It's a poor lost puppy. No, it was a baby coyote.
Oh.
So they realized it.
I could see you doing that.
I could see myself doing that, too.
If you look at the pictures, it looks like a little like baby husky. It does, actually.
Oh, yes, I love huskies.
You would bring the husky in, and then it would eat your dog.
I know. Oh, I'd feel, oh, God, that'd be terrible.
They called the New England Wildlife Center for assistance. The sad news is they weren't sure about rabies, so they killed the puppy and opened its head up. And
you said this was a good story.
Yeah, I made that part up.
Oh my
I had
God.
To ruin it. You were doing your little walk along with your lollipop, and I just wanted to trip you.
Well, you did, and I fell flat on my face.
I made that up. The young coyote's recovering comfortably.
Wait, which did you make up?
I know, I'm confused now.
I made up the second, but they killed the pup to see if it had rabies.
Oh,
I made that up.
Oh, I believed you.
They do, though. They said that they were able to test it because, again, a little scratch or anything on a rabid animal can give you rabies. So and the family had the coyote pup for a couple of days, so they had to make sure. But according to their testing, it's rabies free and it's alive and they're caring for it.
For the sake of the family, they better be right.
It's a pup. It's a baby.
Right. Yeah. It says if the finders had been bitten, scratched, or had extended contact, we would have been mandated to euthanize the pup and test for rabies. Yeah. But they believe that they were able to test it otherwise and determine it's not rabid. So,
well, I'm disappointed then that it's a happy ending.
Well, that's what I kind of said at the beginning of the story.
I know, but I
he got excited then because he thought you tricked me, which I thought you tricked me too. But it turned out,
yeah,
that it's a good it's a happy story with a happy ending.
You should have seen her face.
What?
When you said that it died, that they had to kill it.
Yeah, I know. I tried to pull a fast one on her, but it was a fake.
Faker.
The coyote's alive.
And, yay!
I don't know what they're going to do with it. Do they put it back in the wild? What do they do with it?
I would think, yeah.
Or send it to a sanctuary?
Yeah,
a
sanctuary, because it's, you know, it's an orphan.
There's a coyote sanctuary?
Where's a coyote sanctuary?
I'm sure there's an animal sanctuary that would be happy to take this little pup in somewhere.
All right. Is there any more coyote sightings at the beach, in Huntington Beach?
No, they killed two.
Yeah.
And they finally killed the one that they said bit the little girl, or tackled the little girl, whatever the hell happened there. I don't think it's come back. I think it was just that one that was hanging around.
Yeah, it bit her on the head and the neck or the face.
Yeah.
She got a chewing.
No, they finally found, they killed one that wasn't it. Then this one ran off and I think it was injured and they got it and they killed it too. So, but this story, Deborah Mark, is more also in your wheelhouse. Apparently, a New York man got so disgruntled over his tarot card readings, he went and killed the woman, the tarot card reader.
Yeah.
What a name. Giuseppe Canzani, 41 years old. He went to this woman's house. Her name is Anna Torres. 2:30 in the afternoon, got into a dispute. Apparently thought she was a witch who had cursed him. Pulled out a gun and shot her dead.
He thought she was a witch.
Yeah. You see, he was going there for tarot card readings, but I guess they weren't turning out well for him. And he felt like his life was jinxed. And she was possibly the reason for it.
A lot of those women seem like witches. No, they do.
They do, yeah.
Did you ever get into witchcraft?
No, of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
Of course not. No, I'm not Wiccan.
You run around waving sage in the studio.
Okay, that's it.
That's about one click away from putting on a spell on people.
A pointy hat and...
No, I don't wear pointy hat. No.
And a big got a broom in the closet there.
That's a negative.
No, I dated a girl who was a witch once.
Yeah, he did.
She
really
did?
Was. Yeah, she was a Wiccan, yeah.
Wicca, yeah.
Wicca, right.
When one time I moved away for a little while and she would send me letters and the return address was Wicca.
Did she put a curse on you?
Yes, she did.
Really?
Yes.
You can see it there.
It hasn't been repealed yet.
Wow.
It hasn't been repealed yet.
And one of my friends married a witch and she even had a black magic altar in their attic. I saw it.
Oh, was it God. Darren and Samantha?
She would have.
I married.
She
a
had
witch.
A little coven of witch friends, and she had all this black tape on the floor, and that was their guest room. So I went up in the attic to stay for the weekend, and there was the whole altar, black magic altar, in front of me there.
That's spooky.
Yeah, nice. That's why I ask, because you're into all that.
No, I'm not into all that.
All right.
One thing
would not have shocked me if you said, "I played around as a witch for a while." That would not have shocked me.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Your update on the recall of George Gascon, the LA County DA, is next.
John and Ken show. Deborah the Witch is next. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. today.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.